Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 55th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Day of the Samurai, original air date February 23rd, 1993. The title card is a silhouette of a smoking volcano against the red sky. Looks pretty good. If I saw it without knowing what it was, though, I wouldn't think it had anything to do with Batman, but it's still a cool visual. Day of the Samurai appears to be a direct sequel to the episode Night of the Ninja, which is a pretty rare thing for this series because unless it's a two-part story, most stories are treated as their own, which, as the creators explained, was on purpose as they wanted the episodes to feel like mini-movies. We start with a young Japanese woman training in a dojo when she is interrupted by a ninja. They speak in Japanese and the ninja challenges her to a fight. She counters some of his attacks, but he takes her down pretty easily after that by breaking her arm and kicking her in the head. He picks her up and he takes her. He throws a ninja star to the wall with a note attached to it. The next day, as the sun rises, an old man, who we must assume is the sensei, finds the note and is shocked. We go to the Batcave where Alfred informs Batman that he has a call from Yoru Sensei, which is the old man. And if you remember Night of the Ninja, he was the one who taught Bruce Wayne martial arts. We cut to the ninja playing Fruit Ninja. I mean, seriously, he's throwing fruit in the air and slicing it with a sword. He removes his mask to the kidnapped girl for some reason, and we see that it's disgraced ninja Kyodai Ken. We see Bruce and Alfred in the plane flying to Japan, as Bruce sees the note left behind by the ninja, because I guess the sensei has a fax machine in his dojo, and it's a drawing of the tattoo that Kyodai has on his back. And you know what? He better have a fax machine in his dojo, unless he shipped it. I mean, mailed it, and it took, like, what, a week for Bruce Wayne to get it? Or did he overnight it, and it got, like, he spent, like, $600 to send him that scroll? Anyways, we see Bruce, I read that already. I'm going to call the ninja Kyodai, because, well, that's his name. But also, a ninja named Ken just seems very dumb. Bruce meets the sensei, and he wonders why he would ask him for help.
Of course I will help in any way I can, Sensei. But what made you think of calling me?
You cannot hide the warrior spirit behind your playboy image, Wayne-san. Kyodai Ken returned from America in defeat.
He was beaten by Batman.
So it is said. Perhaps I thought you might somehow enlist the aid of this Batman. You know him, do you not?
We've met.
Okay, stop. Hammer time. So are we supposed to believe that Yoru Sensei doesn't know Bruce is Batman? Because if he doesn't, that would seem pretty damn coincidental that he would call for help and have him fly over. Like, if he just heard that Bruce might know Batman, why not ask him over the phone if he could fly Batman over? Anyway, spoiler alert, they both act like idiots around each other about Batman's identity for the rest of the episode.
Oh, Bruce, please tell Batman, who you are not, that it is a very dangerous mission and I cannot inform you any more about this thing that's happening. But please tell that to Batman, which is not you.
We get that kind of stuff. It's just odd. Bruce meditates in his room and Alfred walks in with some tea. And we get to see Bruce in the gi and Alfred in the kimono, so that's pretty cool. I like when they do like outfit changes on the characters. Because we don't get to see Bruce Wayne in his yellow shirt and brown jacket or whatever he always wears. Bruce then tells some random story about an old sensei who learned how to kill people with only one touch, but then he thought that was too dangerous and hid the instructions in a volcano and told his son about it. Now the location has been told for the following generations, with Yoru Sensei being the last to know since he's the guy's great-great-great-grandson. Sure, because if I wanted no one to learn a secret, I would write it down first. The hell? Okay, this reminds me of The Simpsons. In the episode where Bart works at the bordello and Principal Skinner arrives and he sees Bart and then he says, I was only here to ask directions on how to get away from here. This is that! Oh, this technique is too dangerous. Nobody must ever know about it. Let me write the instructions so that I can forget about the instructions. Anyway, Yoru Sensei is the last in line to know because he doesn't have any children, so when he dies, the secret dies with him. Bruce tells us that the kidnapped girl was Yoru Sensei's star student, and Kyodai wants to trade her for the location of the Killing Touch instructions. So this girl must be very important to Yoru Sensei. Bruce says that Kyodai knows that Bruce is Batman because fighting styles are like fingerprints, so since they fought last time, Kyodai knows his secret. Yoru Sensei gets a call from Kyodai and wants the trade to take place in the red light district of Tokyo. Bruce tells Sensei to give him a fake map because Kyodai wouldn't know the difference anyway, but Sensei says some BS about, I live by samurai honor and I wouldn't know. Dude, whatever. Yeah, since you're not the one putting your line in danger out there, I guess you don't care, buddy. Batman and Kyodai meet at the drop-off point, and here is where I have a huge problem with this episode. The city looks just like Gotham, but with Japanese billboards. That's it. It's still dark and cloudy and moody. I wish the city would have been bright with neon colors, like, you know, bustling city life. Like Tokyo is usually made out to be in movies. If you've ever seen the Teen Titans movie where they go to Tokyo, that's how I wanted this to be. All sorts of colors, that would be cool. Imagine how cool the contrast would be to see that these fighters used to fighting in the shadows and using the darkness as an advantage have to adapt to all these lights. But no, it's just different language, Gotham. Kyodai reminds the kidnapped girl how she is like a daughter to Yoru Sensei. Her name is Kairi, by the way. She is so nothing that I forgot she had a name. She is so nothing that Kyodai has to tell us how important she is to the sensei instead of the sensei being the one to tell us. The sensei doesn't seem to care about her, and he seems more concerned about his little death touch secret. Kairi gets free by hitting Kyodai, but Kyodai flips in front of her, and he kicks her off the building. Batman jumps after her and he drops the map he was holding. Why? Why would you drop it, Batman? Just hold on to it. Kyodai grabs it off the air with a spear and chain thing like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. And it's too bad he didn't actually say, Get over here! Batman saves Kairi and he chases after Kyodai. They run across rooftops and Batman beats the crap out of him. I mean, seriously, Batman's just beating the crap out of this dude. But then Kyodai channels the spirit of Japanese wrestlers, and he spits red mist into Batman's eye. Dude, he like goes full-on Great Muta, Tajiri, or any other Japanese wrestler you can think of. Kyodai runs away, and he drops a billboard on Batman. He cuts the leg of a billboard, and it falls. It doesn't really fall on Batman, but we've seen Batman control an airplane wing with it, just his arm strength, so it wouldn't be surprising if he survived a billboard falling on top of him. Kyodai finds the cave, and it's inside an active volcano, of course. He finds the scroll with the instructions to the death touch, but when he touches the scroll, it crumbles in his hands. That actually, I think it's a really cool touch. Kyodai finds a small piece of the scroll, and he looks at it and smiles. Later on, Batman shows up to the cave, and he finds the scroll, and he takes it back to the sensei. Oh man, that sensei looks so grateful for Kairi being back. You know, the girl that's like his daughter. Oh yeah, he never mentions her again. And we never see him and her at the same time ever. Once again, to bring up wrestling. This is like when somebody all of a sudden, like say Randy Orton, will show up with something that he's never ever mentioned before. But now it's suddenly their prized possession. Only for the good guy to steal it or break it. Because in wrestling, when you do stuff like that, you're the good guy. Seriously, it's like in TNA, Mr. Kennedy shows up, or Mr. Anderson, and he's all like, oh, look at my monster truck. This is my prized monster truck that I've never mentioned before. But I love it so much. It's the most important thing in my life. I've never mentioned it or even shown it on TV driving or anything. But here it is. And then Sting, like, broke the windshields with a baseball bat or something. Or I think it was Randy Orton. Shows up in a race car. And he's like, this NASCAR is my favorite thing in the world. I love NASCAR. I'm just going to leave it backstage here. I hope my rival doesn't do anything to it. And then Kofi Kingston, like, dropped paint on it. Anyways, the volcano, back to Batman, the volcano keeps making earthquakes since it's ready to blow, and the area is ordered to be evacuated. Bruce doesn't want to leave yet because he knows Kyodai has part of the scroll that describes the Death Touch. We see Kyodai training the Death Touch, and he says, ah, who would have ever guessed it would be there? Another spoiler alert, it's in the heart. Really? That's the first place I would think a Death Touch would be. Sensei and Bruce find Kyodai's hideout. And you know what? I'm going to... this is how the sausage is made. I wrote the wrong notes here. I seriously thought Bruce Wayne and Sensei found Kyodai's hideout. But no. It just so happens his hideout looks exactly the same as the setup that the Sensei has in his dojo. With the same type of training dummy. With the same marks. In the same position. Did they, like, reuse a background without knowing it? I seriously thought they found his hideout. And after watching it, after I realized they didn't. This is just the Sensei and Kyodai have the exact same interior designer. Jeez, lost my place here. Well, yeah. Bruce says that he can't tell where the Death Touch is. And the Sensei says that he doesn't know either because he never read the scroll for fear he would be tempted to try it. Okay, does Sensei know that Bruce is Batman or not? They keep talking. I don't know where the Death Touch is. I would have been too tempted to try it had I read it. Please inform your friend Batman, which is not you, about that. Anyway, long pointless scene short. Alfred gets kidnapped by Kyodai and then calls Bruce to meet him at the volcano. And I mean that! Dude, just by reading that to you guys, I skipped like 5 minutes of the episode! Nothing happens! It is such filler! Alfred is shopping. Hey, Bruce Wayne has a conversation with Kyrie, which leads to nothing. Oh, there's Kyodai Ken, and it looks like he knows where the Death Touch is again. It is so much filler here. Kind of like this episode. 100% Batman. Absolutely no filler here on I'm Batman the podcast. Batman finds Kyodai at the volcano. And Kyodai calls Batman a ninja. And Batman gets all insulted. I am samurai, not ninja. Oh, whatever, Batman. No, you're not. Stop lying to yourself. You're as much a samurai as all those people that you haven't killed. Batman and Kyodai remove their masks to fight. And they have a pretty cool fight scene with Bruce being on the defense as he is not sure if Kyodai might use the Death Touch. Because they mentioned that earlier, actually. The Sensei mentions that even a defensive position could cause some death because, say, he blocks something, that could be where the Death Touch is. So he could die, and Batman doesn't know this. The volcano then suddenly erupts, and everyone dies. The end. Okay, not really, but seriously. The lava is dropping like rain on these guys and nothing happens to them. I get it, it looks cool, but if it's literally raining lava here, one of these dudes doesn't even have a shirt on and nothing's happening to him. Kyodai uses the Death Touch on Batman by poking his heart and Batman dies. I wish I could play audio of it, but you really have to see it to believe it. Because the audio is just Batman screaming, it doesn't do it justice. You have to watch it. Kyodai walks away, but Batman gets up totally no-selling the Death Touch. And, I mean, you really have to see this, because Batman dies in the most over-dramatic way possible, and Kyodai just falls for it. It might as well be the scene in The Mask. Remember the 1995-96 Jim Carrey movie, The Mask, in the scene where he's inside the casino and he gets shot and he starts doing the ooh, ooh, ee, ah, ooh, ee, And then he falls into the dude's arms and he starts coughing and he's like, I'm not gonna make it. And then, like, they hand him a fake Oscar. It may as well have been that. Batman screams and he rolls his eyes in the back of his head and he does, like, that, like a twitching motion. He's like, oh! It looks ridiculous. Alright, Batman is done playing and he seriously just beats the crap out of Kiyodai Kane. Not Kiyodai Kane, that would be awesome. Kiyodai Ken. Like, if he was nothing. I mean, Batman is just swatting this dude's punches. There's seriously a scene where Kiyodai Ken is throwing punches. Batman doesn't even move. He's just like, his hands move. And he's swatting away this dude's punches. You could say it's a great strategy, or you could say it's bad animation. The volcano erupts again, and the earth splits. Batman throws a rope to Kiyodai to save him. But Kiyodai decides he'd rather die, and he bows to Batman as the rock he's standing on explodes. Yep, Kiyodai is dead. Like, for real dead, not as in dead as I mentioned, like, oh, Batman killed those henchmen. No, he's dead. We never see him again. Ever. Like, not even in, like, Justice League or anything. He's just gone. Alfred is rescued, and he asks how Batman survived the death touch. And Batman explains that he is a huge fan of WCW, more specifically, Bret Hart. And he says how Bret Hart beat Goldberg by hiding a metal plate under his shirt, and then Goldberg hitting his head on it when he speared him. Okay, that wasn't it. You know, since I'm bringing up wrestling so much anyway. And also, that happened like 6 years after this episode, so maybe it was the other way around. Maybe WCW was big Batman the Animated Series fans. But Bruce explains that he noticed the practice dummy Kiyodai used had a soft spot. So he protected himself in there, in that spot with a metal plate. So he wore a metal plate over his heart. It was in the heart. Bruce meets with Sensei. And he says goodbye.
I'm sorry about Kiyodai, Sensei.
We all choose our own path, Wayne-san. He walked a dark trail. It was not your responsibility. If you see Batman, tell him I have great respect for him.
Why? He's as much a ninja as Kiyodai was.
Not so. Batman offered to help his adversary. And the lesser man would have used the knowledge of the old Nemuri touch against his opponent. Batman is the essence of samurai, Wayne-san. You would do well to remember that.
Domo arigato, Sensei.
Stop acting like you don't know he's Batman. You know he's Batman. Come on! The end. If you couldn't tell, I'm not a fan of this episode. Batman versus a ninja in Japan on a freaking volcano sounds so damn awesome. Yet this episode is so boring. Seriously, as I mentioned, the whole middle of it is pointless. From the point where Kiyodai finds the scroll to where Kiyodai kidnaps Alfred, there is seriously, no exaggeration, about 4 minutes of nothing. It just needed to fill so much time. The animation is okay, but it's not really so good. As I mentioned, the scene where Batman stands still and swaps away the hand looks really ridiculous. I can't stand the music in this episode either. I get it, we're in Japan, but can you stop with the flute and drums, please? It's like, okay, anything that's Japan, it's always like, boom, 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 boom. Yes, we get it. It's ancient Japan, ninjas, the samurai. But it's just really annoying here. So, I mean, if Batman went to Mexico, would the entire soundtrack be like, because he's in Mexico? Come on, this just feels the same thing to me. Kiyodai Ken is the most boring, generic ninja I can think of. He is lame. He might as well be a henchman for, like, the Mad Hatter or something. At least that would be an interesting character. He is just generic ninja who doesn't even look like a ninja most of the episodes because he always takes his mask off. So he's just bald Asian guy with a goatee.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Alright, everybody, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 55. So let's see where how our list looks so far. Remember, you can see the entire list if you join our Facebook group or just go to our Facebook page, and I'm sure you'll decide to become a member. Look for I'm Batman the Podcast on Facebook. Just become a member and see all the fun posts we have up. Almost Got 'Em, the episode where all the villains play poker and tell their best Batman stories at number one. And at number 54, we have Prophecy of Doom. Batman finds an old man who thinks he, or pretends he can see the future. Nothing's been as lame as that yet. That's actually, that was episode 22. It's 55 episodes and nothing's beaten that yet. Will this? No. No, it won't. It's still, as much as I complained about it, as much as I made fun of it, it's still a decent episode. As I mentioned before, even the bad episodes of this show are 20 times better than most good episodes of like, a lot of shows out there. But where would I put this one? This one is going to rank pretty low. Let's start at the 45. 45, we have Feet of Clay Part 1. That episode surely is worse than this one, but it's so bad it's hilarious. What is Reality? That is the episode where the Riddler puts Jim Gordon in a virtual reality trap. Actually, yeah, that ranks to be about the same as this one. Below that, we have I Got Batman in my basement, where the Penguin gets beaten Home Alone style by a bunch of kids. This is not as bad as that. I think this is kind of like a tie with What is Reality. But What is Reality actually has a better villain, if not just by, you know, at least just by reputation with the Riddler. So yeah, new number 47 will be Day of the Samurai. Alright everybody, thank you for listening, and remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes of the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are ninja. I made another funny!
Gonna rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound. Yeah, everybody let's move. Vanilla is filled with the new jack groove. Gonna rock and roll the place with the power of the ninja turtle bass. Iceman, you know I'm not playing. Devastate the show while the turtles are saying.
Ninja, ninja, rap. Ninja, ninja, rap. Ninja, ninja, rap. Go, 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 go. Go, ninja, go, ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go, 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 go.
Lyrics, fill in the gap. Drop that bass and get the ninja rap. Just feel it, if you know what I mean. Give it up for the heroes in green. Just flowing, smooth with the power. Kicking it up hour after hour. Cause in this life there's only one winner. You better aim straight, you can hit the center. In it to win it with a team of four ninja turtles that you gotta adore. It's
ninja, ninja, rap. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go, 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 go.
Villains, you better run and hide, because one day you might not slide. So choose your weapon, don't slip. Vanilla's in control with the flex of a mic grip. Rocking the crowd the way it should be rocked, with the Miami drop that you like a lot. You know it's hidden like a ninja turtle. When the bass kicks in, you better check the level. The power of a ninja is strong, fighting all quick until they're all cold gone.
Ninja, ninja, rap. Ninja, ninja, rap. Ninja, ninja, rap. Go, 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 go. Go, ninja, go, ninja, go. Go, ninja, go, ninja, go.